we were talking about Shidduchin. I said that marriage has three stages: Shidduchin, Erusin, Nisuin. Shidduchin, that's the talk, that they talk about each other, to know each other. That's when they already they get involved, that they want to get married. That's called Shidduchin, or what they call today engagement. Then comes the Erusin, the marriage that's called Erusin, when he gives her something to become his wife. Because the Torah said, Ki yikah ish isha. What yikah? He is taking her. How does he take her? Gemara said, Gezera shava. They learned it. Natati kesef asadeh, kah mimeni. The kiha is with money. Because of this, that the Torah said, the kiha, Gezera shava, means with money. Then they say, Devar Torah, Gemara said, ma'ot konot. What's ma'ot konot? The one that buys something from someone. Once he gave the money, he paid, the thing is his. That's the law of the Torah. But Hakamim changed it. The Torah said, ma'ot konot. I said, no. Meshicha konot. Ma'ot lo konot. Hakamim will come, say, against what the Torah said, ma'ot konot. They said, yes. Because the lacha is, efker bedin, efker. The kamim efkerin, the money is nothing. But they tell you, Meshicha was Meshicha, when there's delivery. When you take it to your possession, you are the owner. Before that, you are not the owner. Why Hakamim change it? Why Hakamim change it from money to Meshicha? They show that this causing a lot of troubles to the people. What is it? A man come and said, used to be the business mainly farming. He sells him grain. So many bushels of grain. And he said, I go to you, sell that bushels to me? Yes. How much? That much. He gives him the money. Once he gave him the money, belongs to whom? To the buyer. Then all of a sudden, the seller is very happy. I sold it already. Anything will happen to this wheat, I don't care. Comes a fire, it sits on the side. What do I care? Let it go. It's not fair. Then comes the buyer, said, where is my item I bought from you? I'm sorry. There was a fire burnt. He didn't even make an effort to save it. That's the Gemara said, Shimei Yomarlo, Nisrifu Hattecha Ba'aliyah. I put them in the storage room over there, up, and burned. And because of that, they said, no, it's yours yet. It will be his when we go to his possession. That means if he did not take it, it's your loss, not his, to make sure that he is going to look after it. That's why Hakamim changed it. This changing of this law brought so much problems. Today, you go, the Torah said, Ulkahtem lachem bayom harishon peri etz adam. You shall take these four minim and pick them up, you do the mitzvah. But the Torah said, lachem. Why lachem? Ulkahtem peri etz adam. Lachem shel lachem. Has to be owned by you. When you make a mitzvah for ba'aminim, you must own it. Then they go people, they buy a dog, they buy lulav, but on credit, they don't pay. They take it. According to Hakamim, it's his, Meshicha. But according to Torah, it's not his. Torah said, be yours when? When you pay. You didn't pay. If you didn't pay, how can you do the mitzvah of the Torah? Mitzvah the Torah tells you, it's not yours, and I told you it should be yours. And is that good enough, what Hakamim said, Meshicha Kona? But the Torah said not. And you are doing mitzvah of the Torah. How are you going to prepare the mitzvah of the Torah? This question brought big problem in the world. There was a rabbi, Rabbi Ephraim Navon. He came with this question first. He wrote a book called Mahane Ephraim. He was a genius man. This is one of the questions that he brought in his books. And all people of Torah, all over the world, went crazy about all his proofs and everything. He decided that man is not going to fulfill his mitzvah if he didn't pay for it. Some others, they opposed his opinion. Said, "Efker b'din efker, chachamim med meshecha kona." Then it is his. There's doubt. Different opinions in the books about it. And this is what we say. A person comes to take his wife, he should, like buying her. Ki yikach ish isha. He has to give her something. And when he has to give her something of his own that belongs to him. He can't go and take something that doesn't belong to him and marry the woman. If mekadesh begezel, ena mekodeshet. You can't make kiddushin with gezel. You have to have your own thing. That's why. See, we ask. He brings the silver dollar. Is that yours? Yes. The truth is not. Doesn't mean he has to work for it. His father gave it to him. His father has to give it to him as a gift. And better if he does it through somebody else. Because father with son doesn't go from the possession. Goes to the third hand is better yet. This is what the Kiddushin. The Kiddushin has to be his own. And not only that, we come, we bring Adim, we designate Adim. Tell the Adim, Shaveh Peruta, it's worth penny, worth something? He said, yes, Shaveh. Why? They want the lady to hear. Listen, you're getting married and something, the minimum. Don't say later on, I was misled, I thought you were giving me that. We gave you Shaveh Peruta, that's all what we give you. This is the whole idea of asking the Adim. Say, is it Shaveh Peruta? Say, yes, Rabbi, Shaveh Peruta. Shaveh Peruta, did you hear? That means the girls heard what we're doing. That she is accepting to get married even in the Peruta. That was the whole idea why we asked. Now, of course, I said that there is Shidduchin first. Shidduchin, who made the Shidduchin? Usually, there is a Shadchan, a matchmaker. The Shadchan comes, he wants to get paid. So listen, I did it. Pay me, oh, they start arguing. We didn't ask you. We won't pay. Then they see what's the custom of the town. If he deserves to get paid, they should pay him. Here comes already how much. They look, come expert, say, oh, in Halab there were many of the great rabbis were Shadchanim. Chamazah Hamoy was one of them. It's always said, this one's good for that. He goes to this one, goes to that, and he makes the buzzer. They pay him later. But it used to be one of the business. Today is a big business here. They tell you, in America, there is a special places. Then they tell you that they make you meet someone. And this is Shadchanut. The money of the Shadchan has to be given to him. And sometimes a person tells him, sometimes a person sends a messenger, go and ask this, if she wants, I'll marry her. He goes, he looks at her, and she's very pretty. Said, do you want to take me? Is he allowed to do that? If really they didn't talk at all, he's allowed. But if somebody already was doing, was dealing, and he sent someone, it's written, Me'apech, if you see somebody going to buy something from someone, he talks about the house, about something, and you come, you jump to take it, you're making a sur. You must say, Nikra Rasha, he's jumping to take it. But if he jumped to take it before anything was between them, it's okay. But already he's involved. It's almost making the deal. You come, you jump on it to take the deal away from him. It's wrong. And if it is there wrong, it will be wrong also on marriage. But some they say, no, on marriage it's a mitzvah for him to get married. You can't stop him from the mitzvah. It's a matter of opinion. But anyhow, brought a lot of troubles. The books were talking about it. Could a person do it or not? Definitely, if it already came to into agreement and he jumped into it and to disturb, that's definitely it's wrong. But if they did not finish it, some they say it's wrong, some they say, no, this is a mitzvah for him, why do you blame him for it? But secondly, when they send him, it doesn't look good. Now, they used to make, at the time they make party, when they talk to have her or not that, they make some kind of serving. They bring today, the Wiyad you call it. It was something they used to make Sauda. The old ancient time. Now Hala Wiyad, anything is a meal. And they bring the meal. And I was in a Shad al As before yesterday. Me, like water, the wind from the newcomers that they come from, Hala. What they eat, all this. They don't make Sauda. Now, this Sauda is called Sauda Mitzvah or not? It's a matter of opinion in the books. Some say Sauda Mitzvah, why not? This Mitzvah also preparing to go to get married. Some say it's not the Mitzvah yet, that leads to the Mitzvah. And of course, if they sing songs of praise to God, definitely there's any Sauda that gives Shevach Laborei Barach, it's considered Sauda Mitzvah. And therefore, Sa'udat Mitzvah, it's good to participate in Sa'udat. If not Sa'udat Mitzvah, would you waste your time sitting there? We know that a person cannot make Kiddushin on Shabbat. Why? Kiddushin is buying her. You can't sell and buy on Shabbat. Besides the point, many times they come to write something. But in Shidduchin, they can make on Shabbat. So in Shidduchin also, they may come to write. He said, no, that's not necessary. Not like in Kiddushin. Therefore, Shidduchin, they can talk about one thing. Sometimes during Shidduchin, they make Kinyan. You don't make a Kinyan. Kinyan you can make, but Shidduchin, because what the Kinyan about? Everyone obligating himself what he will do. Then they make a kinyan for him. You can make kinyan on Shabbat. But you can talk about marriage. That means it's not to come and say, the brachol be Shabbat, you're doing something wrong. Now, could a person make shidduchim in Ben HaMetzarim? You know what Ben HaMetzarim is? No, 3 weeks before Chabea. Of course, we said, Shidduchim can be done. But no parties. If you come to say, a party and that, Ben HaMetzarim is wrong.
But should he not make it?
You make Shidduchim.
It's okay to make Shidduchim.
Yeah.
Better not to? Or you make
nothing to worry, mitzvah. But to make something big out of it, it's wrong. Ben HaMetzarim is not the right time. Now, when they used to make Shidduchim, they used to write a special deed, like, let's make an agreement. They make an agreement, they write everything. And I will do that, you will do that, and they sign it. The special rhymes, form, and they talk about Mazal Tov, Kegan Ratov, they keep all kind of beautiful sentences, but the bottom of the line that they are mentioning their obligations. Now they make this obligation with this, they must have the date. They must exactly like making any contract. Must be Eidim, the Eidim must be Kasherim. What's Eidim Kasherim? When you make Kiddushin, you must see to it that they are not related. No relatives. Of course, there is distance of relatives, and there is close relatives. Now, there is a limit how much is the relatives that you don't take. However, even though relatives, that far relatives you can take, they advise us not to take a relative at all, because sometimes they can make a mistake. Now you say, this is far relatives. Today you take far relatives, tomorrow you take closer. And the person will do wrong. Therefore they tell him to be careful not to have relatives. Another thing, pesulim. Some people, some edim are pesulim. What's called pesulim? They make avirot. A person makes avirot, take a person. He shaves with a razor, it's pesul aidot. Once he does avirot against the Torah, it's pesul aidot. Then how would we know? That's what we have to look. A person to be Shomer Shabbat, to be done. Sometimes all of a sudden the young boy says, oh boy, boy, I have witnesses. They give me witnesses that I don't know. Sometimes they say, no, I have. Usually we give it to the rabbis. Because I'm in a dilemma, what to do? The whole thing will be Pasur. If there is Adim Pasurim, Kedushin is no good. What are we going to do? That's not Kedushin. But sometimes they insist. Come, young man, I want my friends to be. And they testify is so good. They don't know what we look for. Something in Shetuchim, when you put Adim, should be the Adim, Kesherim. Not only not relatives, but also Kesherim. Sometimes we have difficulties. Usually in our wedding, there's always some rabbis. We take this rabbi and so on. But you go sometimes places, you don't have anyone. Or relatives, or the one rabbi that makes the Kiddushin. Who is going to be there? A few times I went to see the mashgiach of the kitchen, of the meat, to come to sign, to find out who is the mashgiach. Where is he from? And that, and we make him to sign. There's nobody else there. This is how important it is. It's difficult. We go through a very, very difficult time too. Now when a person comes to get married, he has also to check on the girl, what family is she coming from. Oh, we have problems when they come, the girl is from some reform community. Who are the parents? Who is the girl? Was born natural birth? Was she adopted? Who knows? Sometimes they tell you, no, she's a natural birth, she's adopted. You need Iduyot. You need to know who is your family. Who is the aunt? Where were they born? We go three generations back. Where are they from? Okay, they're from Europe. What part of Europe? Who is that? Who knows them? Who are these? Where do I get married? Then we take the idea that they know them. Oh, my aunt, my grandmother. Okay, who is your grandmother? Give me the telephone number. We start calling to know. Then when we know where they come from, then there is Hezkat Kashrut. Okay, if not, well, you can get stuck with it. Sometimes it takes me a very, very long time till I clarify everything. It's a hard, hard job to know that you are going to do it properly. Kullehai v'ulai. All this, maybe will be done something that they mislead you. And you don't know. It's very important to be careful. Those that they go, and I told parents many times, your child is dating, your child is going, know whom is he going with. Find out right away. Don't let it be but later on. When a person is coming to take someone, the Gemara said, Hut daga v'savit teta. Don't look about someone higher than you, but the opposite. Take one little bit lower than you. Don't try to get something of the highest people. It's so good. Then you will be under. The Torah said, האישה אמר, הרבה הרבה עצבונך ורונך, ועצבת לדיבנים, ואת אישך לשוקתך, והוא ימשול בך. That the boss has to be the man, but the ladies today, they don't want to be the boss. And if you take someone from higher, definitely she is the boss. There is no question. Even lower, she is a boss.
Higher society, Rabbi, or she has to be, she is higher than him, maybe she's smarter than him. Or the higher society, she come from a better family.
I don't know anyway. But of course, a person when he comes to choose, they advise us. If he knows too long, he should take a daughter of a rabbi. Now it looks what I want my son to be comfortable. Her father millionaire, he will take care of us. Okay, it's good. But taking Batamit Hakam is more important. Because when you take a daughter for a boy, she sees in her house that she learns from her father. There is more a possibility to lead better life. With a girl that comes from a family, didn't know there is no Batamit Hakam. Take from somebody who is doing something with the people. Oskim b'tzorchei tzibur. One of the rabbis said, they used to call always people that they serve the public, Oskim b'tzorchei tzibur. They work in the help and the need of the people. But today they don't call them Oskim b'tzorchei tzibur. They call them Askanei tzibur. They deal with the public. One rabbi said, Rabbi Amiel, Alav Shalom, chief rabbi in Tel Aviv. So why they change the name? You say, Askim B'Tzorchei Tzibur, now Askanei Tzibur. He said, oh, I think it reflects what it is exactly. The ancient times, they look at the need of the people. Today, they deal with the people. They play with them. Askim B'Tzibur. עם הציבור, לא יודע מה הצרכים שלהם. This is the trouble. The leaders of today are different from the leaders of yesterday. It's not the same thing. That you will take daughter of somebody who is עוסק בצורך הציבור. You don't get a batamit hakam. Look at something, if he doesn't have this also. But by tzedakah, that means he will see a man that deals with collecting and giving money to the needy people. It's called Gabbai Tzedakah, a person who is in charge of Tzedakah, which is he's doing a big mitzvah. Therefore, a person should look. There is no question to look at your achamayim, what of the family. Naturally, if a girl comes from a house that is achamayim, she has something in her. And therefore, it's better to look for this. Now, and of course, to keep away from any kind of girl that comes from a family that there is blemish. What kind of blemish? Of course, if there is Hasb Shalom, name of Mamzirut in that family or something, to keep away. Even not with the girl's family, parents, and the family is no good. There is sometimes here today, it's from a reform community. Doesn't sound right. Who knows? A girl that comes from him, prophets of all, did they have Taharat Mishpaha? That's a big question. Even though it's not asur from the halacha to marry them, but pegam. There is a blemish in it. Not to take. It's important to see that the child was born when the mother was going to Taharat Mishpaha. Because when there is a mother, Torah, the child, the seed is good. There is a possibility that this child will bring children better. But if her mother did not keep Taharat Mishpaha, or she is not going to keep Taharat Mishpaha, it's soon a double karet. All these, the penalty is very big. And That's part also that a person should keep away with. How difficult it is today when they come to choose. That's why I said, you take from a family that knows it's a religious family, you are helping yourself. Of course, I'm talking about from this point of view that this is a plumber. That there is a child out of wedlock. The person said, look, Rabbi, is this kosher child or not? Of course kosher. Absolutely, the child is Jew, kosher, you know. But there is a pigam over there. He has a mother, doesn't have a father. Not known. Who is the father? This is a child. Or even if you know the father, but since it was out of wedlock, without nisuin, it's pigam. It's a blemish. A person has to keep away from things like that. That means when a person comes to look for a girl, or his son is going to look for a girl, he should see what kind of a girl he's going to take. They leave the job to the rabbi later on. They let them in a bar for a year or two. Then they come to the rabbi, rabbi, please check for me. Yeah. After you get them involved so much for a year or two, and then you come to the rabbi, check for me. At the beginning, you start checking whom is he going with. A person I know, I wouldn't let my son go unless I know who is the girl, which I did. So, same thing with everybody. Everybody has to give it consideration whom my son is going with. Always keep asking, whom are you dating? There is a prospect that you may take her. If so, who is she? Let's see what the family. The same thing is not only that. Midot, character. Some people are always ready to fight for anything. And you take a family like this, they're always involved in fighting. I had a problem. A person came to me yesterday. What is it? Oh, boy. Somebody came to me and he hit me out of nothing. He absolutely hit me, hurt my chest. He gave me such beating and he broke my teeth. And I don't even know him. You don't know him at all? No. He said, he came to me, he said, you owe me money. I said, right, oh, boom. He said, doesn't make sense. A man just like that came to him. No, by then. I'd start investigating. I found from other people. There was some business deal between them. And he said, your old man said, I said, no, I don't. From there started the fight. He said, I don't even know him, he tells me. This, however, that's Ishrib. But they fight for nothing, ready to fight. Baruch Hashem, the people, they don't really fight, only the bad people, but with the good people, they don't fight. This is also bad. There is sometimes another character, a person, always, what they call Nivu Aspanim. What do we say? Aspanim, Leginam, Boshet Panim, Ganai. They're always nervy. There's no Dechavetz. In front of somebody greater than him and that. He don't care, he would do anything he wants or say anything he wants. That's Aspanim. A person is cruel. You can see the chzariyut. What they say? Israel are known in three things. Rahmanim, Baishanim, Gomle Hasadim. Siman of Israel is Rahman, has a mercy. Baishan. His shame. Gomer Hasadim, kind. If it doesn't, they say, Mayit Oner Nadam Hai, Gever Al Hata. What is he complaining when comes the troubles to him? Is he careful with the word Gever? Gever Gimel Gomer Hasadim, Bet Baishan, then, what do they say?
Rahamim.
This is Rahman. Kumil Hasadim Baishan Rahman. Are you of these qualities? Yeah, what do you complain about? If a person sees people are akhzarim, don't get involved with this family. If a person will come to think at the very beginning, before his son is getting married, the father, the boy, they think about these things, they will lead a better life later on. There is sometimes not a question of character, sickness. There is some people sick. There is in the family people, there is heredity. There's some people that get leprosy, of course. But comes sometimes a person knows that this family, they have sickness. Or the girl has a sickness. He has a friend. He's going to go. So why should I tell him? I don't tell him. They are hiding it. They're not allowed. You're not supposed to hide. You tell him. If he wants, it's okay. If he doesn't want, you hide it from him. It's wrong. And you, a third party, you know that they're hiding it. You don't tell him. You're making up it. You say, why? Lashon hara. All of a sudden, Hasidah Kadisha, Lashon hara. Well, especially if he comes to ask, what do you think? I say, I don't know. You don't know. He comes to ask you and you don't tell me. Tell him you make a wrong. Don't let him be hurt. I say that even in business many times. A person wants to go partner with someone. He tells you, no, I'm thinking to go in partnership with this man. What do you think, son? You know that there's something wrong with that man. Already a number of people got hurt by him. He's no good as a partner. And you tell him, I don't know, you don't want to talk. I said, what should I say, Lashon Hara? But the man asks you an advice. On the contrary, you hurt that man that is relying on you, counting on you, and you tell him you don't know. You are making Avera. That's not Lashon Hara if you tell him the truth. You save him. You are giving him something. Sometimes a girl, she's sick. You don't tell the boy she's sick. The boy doesn't know about it. Now, if he doesn't know, he's going to marry her. Then he goes into big troubles. And who knows? All because you did not tell him ahead of time. Of course, the family, if they don't tell him, it's wrong. If they tell him honestly, this is what we have. The girl has said a thing like this. Special. I don't want to say. Some people, all of a sudden, we saw it in the shul many times. Huh? All of a sudden, he falls down, and what happened? He has that sickness. Well, don't worry, somebody who knows. If a person, there is someone knows his daughter has this sickness, you must tell the boy. If you don't tell the boy, you are committing a crime. The boy, and even the girl, later would have a miserable life with him. There's no sense to it. It's just sicknesses. There are many of the sicknesses sometimes related to it. They have to tell them. Take away sickness with poor character, blemish, and sickness. There is sometimes a different thing altogether. Yeah. Comes a person, suggest someone to him. What was it? He is very old. She's very young. Gemara said, "Lo yisa zaken yelda, lo yisa yelid zakena." This looks like Chas v'Shalom, zinut. Let alone a young man. He's only 18. He goes. It takes 140. Majnun. But the opposite doesn't look good. The Gemara said, no, they should not do that. I know in our community, there was a young man in a different country. An elderly lady went. She's very wealthy. She went to visit that country. She liked that boy. And the boy was young from a poor family. She told him, do you want to marry me? You know, they come from America, the way dressed and the makeup. He agreed. Well, he got married to her. He came. No children. He lived with her for 10 years. She's already an old woman. He's a young man yet. She must have the trouble started. Trouble started. At the end, he divorced her. She didn't want to take the get. Then I'd be stuck with her. And he gave the get in Bedin. She said she wouldn't take it. Imagine. She continued for another 20 years, she didn't take the get. He got married in the meantime. And she did that. After 20 years, she came, she asked for the get. In our community here. Because she was hoping, expecting someone to marry her. And then it didn't work like that. She took the get out. If she took it earlier, she would be married. But again, it's no good for their life together later on. An elderly woman to take a young man could be in the government of the United States, could happen. A senator, he takes one who is very young. And our religion, they advise us, is not good. Now, it doesn't have to be only a person who is a great one. I would add even more than that. If the mentality of the people is not the same, it's not good. They say, they always advise, take from people that you know. Don't take someone you know. Today somebody called me up, only today. I said, Rabbi, there is someone, I don't know, the boy was taken. She has a problem, some kind of a sickness. But it doesn't look to be bad, he told me. Or am I going to tell him it's bad? I can't tell him that. He wants me, his family are against him. Don't take this girl. And he told me, and my family fighting me, I want you to advise me what to do. I'll go against his family. He wants to marry, I'll go and the poor girl, I will deprive her from getting married. You don't know what to do. Either way, it's bad. You want it to make, unless you have a prophet, you can tell what will be the future, it's okay. No, we're not prophets. No. There is one thing they warn us. Am Haaretz should not take Bat Kohen. Because Bat Kohen comes from family, he's supposed to respect. Am Haaretz has no respect. And if Am Haaretz takes Bat Kohen, he is going to hurt himself later on. Because it's not a good luck. Who takes Bat Kohen? Tamid Chacham. Usually they say, let the Kohen take Bat Kohen. But Tamid Chacham is allowed to. It's good. But Am Haaretz, to take Bat Kohen, no good. If Tamid Chacham has a daughter to give it to Am Haaretz, very bad. Then the Gemara said, "Ishlich ota la beema." He gave his daughter away to an animal. That's how they considered Am Haaretz. Tells you the Gemara story about Rabbi Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was the greatest genius man. He saved the Torah for Am Yisrael. He wrote the Mishnah, and he was a very wealthy man. All of a sudden, in Eretz Yisrael, there was no food, shortage of food. They came to Rabbi, you had a present, Rabbi. People are starving to death. What to do? He said, go let them support each other. I said, there is no enough. Okay. How much there is? There is some people, there is a lot of food. There would be enough, perhaps, for half of the people. The other half, they have to starve until they die. I will help the half. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was so wealthy, he had warehouses, enough to feed half of the nation. And for 3 years, there was shortage of food. He said, I will support him. But I want to support the people who are not Am Haaretz. Am Haaretz, I'm wasting my money. I don't throw my money and being the tashhit. Don't destroy your world. I want to give it. Let those Am Haaretz will buy what there is, and I will give the people who are land. Anyhow, do they know who is a landman? It said, he put offices, he put stores, and everybody that comes from every neighborhood that comes for food, ask him how much does he know, how much did he learn. If he learned Hamash, he didn't learn Mishnah, come on, give him one bag of food. If he learned Hamash and Mishnah, give him two bags. Hamash, Mishnah, and Gemara, give him three bags, according to his knowledge. And check them if they know or not. They did that. All of a sudden came one poor man and the office in his neighborhood. He asked. He's hungry, his family hungry. He wants to feed them. But Dilan, Dilan Gemara, what's Gemara? He doesn't know. Dilan Mishnah, he doesn't know. Dilan Hamash, what's Hamash? There's no idea. Get out of here. I'm hungry, he tells them. My family is hungry. We don't care, we have an order from Rabbi not to give to Am Haaretz. Pushed himself from Paran, he came to the palace. Who? The palace of Rabbi. He pushed himself in. Came to Rabbi, Rabbi, Parneseni. Let me have some food to eat, I'm starved. He said, do you learn anything? Learn what? Well, what's that? He told him, no. He said, I can't help you. So, Rabbi, he cried. I see you have in your backyard, you have dogs, and you have those birds, the raven, they are better than me. You consider me one of them. Rabbi felt very bad. He calls himself a dog, you know. He must be so hungry. He told his students, give him. They gave him. They gave him, he took the bag of food and walked out. Rabbi started crying. The students saw Rabbi crying. So must be I did some avon, he told his students. Why, if I didn't make avon, God won't let me waste my money on such an ignorant man. Must be I did something wrong, and God punishing me now. Yeah. They went to look after this man. Who is this man that annoyed our rabbi? To feel aggravated about what he did. He ran, he ran, he ran. Go far away, they see the man going, going. He went into a certain cellar over there. He went and saw, this is the cellar of the great rabbi, Yonatan ben Amram. They went into there, they knocked at the door. Yes, the rabbi came in. Who is the man that entered? Which man? No man entered. We saw the man entering here. With this kind of clothes, that's color. Nobody. They went in to check. Nobody is there. He understood that the rabbi himself was the man. What happened? He disguised himself as simple man because he doesn't want to get benefit from his knowledge. Only because if you learn, they give you none. Oh, rabbi, thank you. Forgive us. Okay. They went to Rabbi, Rabbi, don't worry, you didn't make any avon. What's the matter? This man that you told, he came here, you gave an order to give him, he's one of the greatest Tanaim. You're not telling him, really? Why did you do that? He doesn't want to give him, really? Maybe there's another one like him. Give everybody. Yeah. This is what we're saying. Then, if a person going really to give his daughter to Am Haaretz, I'm saying how Rabbi wanted Am Haaretz not to give him food. He said, if you don't have a pity on yourself, why should I have a pity on you? Now, they advise us, there is certain things specifically and are very particular about it. There is what we call Rabbi Yehuda Hasid. One of the great leaders in the Jewish nation was called Rabbi Yehuda, the Hasid, the Hasid. And he wrote certain rules to his family, some for his family, Some he wrote for the his students, all the people, from himself, advice to myself. They don't know which part is for his family, which part advice for everybody. And if he advising, you have to listen to him. He said, for example, no one should take a wife that has the same name as his mother. That's about to be there, Hasid. Can you end up in the Syrian? In particular, I had last week one Syrian boy came to me. Somewhere I met a girl. I was going to marry her, to ask her, but my family was against it. I said, why, what happened? She has the same name as my mother. See, what did I tell him? Take her, the Syrian people, very particular. Yeah. Because it's about to be the Hasid. Really, why would the Hasid give this thing? I said, Kibbud Abayim, a person is not supposed to call his mother by her name, and not his father.